Hello, I'm Kiara Parker with the Wide World of Sports Update. Jamara Ugle-Hagan is unlikely to play for the Western Bulldogs in Saturday night's game against Fremantle. The 22-year-old returned to training today after missing last week's win over St Kilda due to personal reasons. Doggies coach Luke Beveridge says they'll give the forward as long as he needs.
When any player just takes a little bit of time out of the game, that's a difficult question to answer. So I can't really tell you exactly how he is. And I suppose, you know, in the game and the pressures of it, every player at every club across the land is always dealing with something.
Saints coach Ross Lyon expects Max King will be fit to return from a knee injury on Friday night to face Port Adelaide.
Max King trained, did our first training session. He's training today. So it's not guaranteed, but it's looking more likely. So for our fans, obviously it's pretty important to us. So hopefully, like for mine, I'm hoping he gets up as well, but it's more likely than unlikely.
Roosters coach Trent Robinson believes his skipper James Tedesco is being unfairly targeted by critics. The fullback is in a fight to retain his Blues Origin jersey this season. Robinson says criticism of Tedesco has been unwarranted.
He's led himself and his teams in a way for so long that it's disappointing, but that's, you know, people's opinion.
Winger Dominic Young and halfback Sam Walker return for the Tricolours tomorrow afternoon against the Dragons. Brisbane hooker Billy Walters is gearing up to face his former club as part of a star-studded Broncos team for round 8. Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas are back in the starting side. Walters says it's a matchup he looks forward to.
It's always fun playing your old club. I always mark down the days when we're playing the Tigers and the Storm, and fortunately Storm got one over us earlier in the year, but we're looking to get one over the Tigers.
Marcus Stoinis has sent a timely reminder to Australian selectors, smashing 124 runs from 63 balls in the Indian Premier League. The all-rounder hit 19 runs from the final over as Lucknow beat Chennai. Stoinis, who recently lost his Cricket Australia contract, says he desperately wants to be part of the World Cup in 6 weeks' time.
I've got a great relationship with the coach. Me not getting a contract and stuff, I knew that a while ago. I think it is great to give younger kids a crack and let them take my spot. I'm absolutely fine with that. On the contract list, on the playing front, I still obviously want to make sure that I'm there.
Arsenal has taken a big step towards its first EPL title since the Invincibles went unbeaten 20 years ago. A 5-0 thrashing of Chelsea has the Gunners 3 points clear of Liverpool and 4 of Manchester City, albeit having played more games. Attacker Leandro Trossard says all they can do is win the 4 games remaining.
We can only do our own job, and that's winning games. And we're on the right track now. We want to win the next games as well, and then we will see at the end what happens.
Audio from Optus Sport. Nikita Zhu will defend his Australian boxing title for the first time tonight. He'll put his super welterweight belt on the line against Danilo Criati. Team Zhu manager Glenn Jennings says it won't be a walkover.
Danilo is a very well-credentialed fighter. He's a 5-time Italian champion. He's very, very elusive. He's known for his ability to get in and out and hard to find.
The Timberwolves have a 2-0 lead in their NBA playoff series against Phoenix. The Pacers have levelled their NBA playoff series with the Bucks. And Tanasi Kokkinakis has become the 7th Australian man into the main draw of the Madrid Open after beating former world number 3 Dominic Thiem. I'm Kiara Parker, and that's the latest in sport from the Nine News team.